Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into hour number three of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about tonight here still to come. Mark, you're going to tell us about the Wild West. Or maybe it wasn't so wild after all. But first, we'll go to your phone calls. Cliff is on the line in Miami on the AMP line. Hello, Cliff.
Hey, evening, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I want to talk about the last guy that was calling about the sweatshops in China, supposedly. I'm not saying that there are no such things as sweatshops in China, but I work for a company that basically manufactures plastics, metals, and PCBs, you know, like the green things inside computers, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the companies that we work with in the U.S., they'll actually send quality agents out to China to check out the factories where we're building the actual parts.
So what are they looking for when they check those factories up?
They're checking quality standards. They're checking for the employment standards. They're checking for employment safety. Basically, all of the above. Because they do know that, you know, for a fact that all any kind of journalist would need is a ticket to China. Film a factory that's pretty much deplorable, and come back and put it on as a 60-minute special. As a matter of fact, you know, 60 Minutes did do something like that recently, and basically it's not widespread, is what I'm trying to say. It does happen from time to time, which is the reason why these companies send their people out there. But as far as you know, it's all over the industry. Every single person that makes something in China is bad. That's not true at all.
It's a very wide brush in which they smear Chinese companies with. And here's some questions I have. Now, I'm not saying that I think workers should be chained up to their workstations, but you know, like when they do have these chained up workers, where do they go at night? Are they chained 24 hours a day to their desk or their workstation or whatever it is? Or do they leave, get unchained, and then leave and go home, and then in the morning return in order to get chained back up? Because I'm not saying that I think that's the greatest employment practice. It seems like a bad one to me, and it's probably one that I wouldn't accept. But if a person leaves at night and then comes back willingly the next day in order to get chained back up, I say that he's free to do that, and I would assume that his life really, 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 really sucked before this company came along and offered to chain him to a workstation every day, right?
Well, I don't know.
Because that's what it is. It's an offer.
What I want to know is they're chained to their desk all day. Do they at least have, like, a bucket by the desk or something?
I don't know. Do they come and unchain them at lunchtime so that they are, you know, bathroom breaks?
Yeah, one last thing on the subject, guys. I really don't believe this. If it wasn't for these factories in China, pretty much the price of anything that you could think of would be at least 20% more.
What was the percentage?
20%.
I'm thinking.
At least 200% more.
Oh, 200. Yeah, I'd say so too.
Yeah, it's a huge difference.
It absolutely is, and that was what the intent of the labor laws were in this country in the first place, was to raise the prices on goods and services to the point that people just can't, you know, they can't enjoy all the luxuries that they have. If you enjoy your life the way it is, if you enjoy cheap cell phones, if you enjoy cars that cost less, if you enjoy being able to get things at Walmart, you know, cheaply, well, you have... You know, the people in China, the communication that the world has, transportation becoming cheaper, all this stuff has worked together to make your life better. And the Luddites out there really, 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 really want you to not only have an expensive TV, but to have no TV at all. They don't want you to to be able to buy these things. That way you won't have them so that you live in a cave. Many of these people that push these sort of this rhetoric of, oh, my God, the Chinese workers, they're catching dolphins in their nets, or whatever it is, whatever the nonsense is they're saying, in fact think that the combustion engine was the worst thing that ever happened in the 20th century. They want men to graze on grass in the fields.
Right. The people that want to force the Chinese workers to be paid more, or rather just prevent them from having the jobs in the first place and force all of the products to be manufactured in the United States, they just don't understand economics. I mean, they just don't realize that. You were saying, Mark, do you like all these products and all this? But another way to look at that is, do you like having money in your pocket at the end of the month? because having the ability to buy products manufactured in other countries, Pakistan, China, wherever they are, Thailand, allows you to save money when you go to Walmart. You save money, meaning more is in your pocket when you walk out of that store, meaning you can use that money to give to charity or to buy other things or whatever.
And people live in a sort of sheltered world right now. We give credit to government for a lot of things. We give credit to the government for the fact that we live the lifestyle we live today, when in fact it's industry and things have made things possible for us. When in poor countries, if a child is working, it might be so the whole family can eat. And we don't grasp that here. I mean, when they're industrialized to the extent where children no longer have to work in order to survive, then you can start talking about how cruel it is for children to work. But, I mean, I don't think we really have a grasp on poverty and just how bad it is in places like India and China and places that have not industrialized. And now their governments are really holding them back from being able to do that and have the sort of economic benefits so that they can move on.
Yeah. You don't even need to go that far. You could just check out Mexico, and I could go into stories as to why Mexico is so much cheaper to manufacture things, but I think my call has been long enough. But
you've got a few more moments if you want to tell us a little more about Mexico.
Well, yeah, for instance, in Mexico, if a man makes $30,000 in Mexico, you're talking about, that's a huge, huge salary. We have one of our guys that works out of Mexico, basically. He works as our engineer, because what our manufacturers in America are essentially doing is buying things from Mexico, assembling it in Mexico, sending it to the final destination, whatever warehouse they have, and then basically, you know, taking out to the store. So by the time it gets to America, it's fully built. It's already been resold at least 3 or 4 times. So that's the reason. That's another reason why you see the price actually start to catch up to what we used to get as being normal. But actually, for instance, like a cell phone, just like an iPhone, for instance, it probably wouldn't cost very much at all to manufacture, to assemble and put everything together. It's a lot of the things that come into place as far as like the additional prices that they charge you are software, things like that. But as far as like the actual product itself, it's extremely cheap to make. remote car key, remote controls, for instance, that's going to need a couple of dollars, maybe $3 at the most. This is just a small example. It's a huge difference.
Thank you, Cliff, for the call tonight. I appreciate the inside information and backing up what it was that I said in the last hour, and that is that these American manufacturers that are doing business in China have a big interest in ensuring that they are checking things out over there. They're not going to use slave labor, because they know if they get caught using slave labor, it's curtains for their reputation. They're going to look like slave drivers, and who wants to have that reputation? Nobody does. So they check things out. They verify that they're dealing with upstanding businessmen over in China. And one business is not the same as another. There are different people running businesses in China. Some are probably nicer than others as far as how they treat their
employees.
There are
nicer businesses here than others. Right. And, you hope that people find out about these things. And I think that if one of the failings of journalism is they spend too much time sucking up to the government and not enough time chasing after companies that do bad stuff and reporting on it. And all I can see is that people have, including journalism, we have the journalists to some extent to blame for that. If they weren't just, saying whatever the government told them, then, people would be more well-informed about these things.
And what was John's solution last hour? Last hour, he was saying the solution was more laws in China to allegedly prevent these
slave he's gonna control that.
Manufacturers. I mean, are you kidding me?
Or tariffs and protectionism and things
like that. Or banning the jobs from going over there in the first place.
Right. That's what they really want. They want the jobs not to leave. Now, what I propose is that America be a free place where people can work freely, which means that if you're living in China and you don't like the conditions over there, you manage to get on a raft and float your butt across the Pacific or
welcome.
Whatever way you get here, welcome. Get to work.
That's how it should be. Of course, it's not like that because there are crazy immigration laws that prevent people from coming here who want to make a better life for themselves.
Some of the reason we have immigration laws is because of the stupid welfare laws. Oh, well, we should be obligated to take care of the ne'er-do-wells in our country, but we don't want any new ne'er-do-wells, so you have to stay out. Well, if it wasn't for the fact that we had welfare laws in the first place, we wouldn't have these restrictive immigration laws.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. You want to comment on overseas labor or freedom in general? Whatever you want to talk about goes at 800-259-9231. Plus, coming up, Mark, you're going to tell us about the so-called Wild West. And we'll take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those, including the updates. You get signed up, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com, and that is, again, updates.com. www.freetalklive.com. Plus, did you know that over 35% of IT admins actually admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's both private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's PrivacyHarbor.com. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. Going to the AMP line and talking to Officer Liberty in Minnesota. Officer Liberty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. How's everyone doing?
Good, sir. Good.
What's on your mind tonight?
Okay. I wanted to talk to you guys about the Obama cartoon that everybody's buzzing about. Are you guys familiar with this?
I just went and Googled it to find out what you were discussing because I had no idea. It's a couple of cops shooting a monkey?
Yeah, that's right. And
it says they'll have to find someone else to write the next stimulus bill, and they've just shot a monkey.
Yeah, and of course that's a reference to, I'm sure everyone heard, the lady with her pet chimp. But
what's the pet chimp story? It sounds kind of familiar.
It was in Stamford, Connecticut, is that right? A woman had a pet chimp who smoked cigarettes and was very normal by all accounts, and then
went crazy, right?
Yeah, didn't get something supposedly that he wanted, and then he went crazy and mauled some woman, and the cops came out and shot him within the last week.
Yeah, but anyway, okay. So, of course, Sharpton and everybody else comes out enraged because, of course, this is racist. But I look at this cartoon, and I hope some of these people that are pissed off are listening tonight. There is no reference to Obama in this cartoon.
No.
No, and I don't think anyone thinks that he wrote the stimulus bill.
Right. Why would anyone think Obama wrote
being
that?
Killed. That's ridiculous.
Exactly. It's Congress who writes the bill, and anyone that's upset about this obviously hasn't been to Civics 101, and it's just ridiculous that Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, I guess this is their job security to create this controversy, to go out and protest in front of the New York Post office is ridiculous, and the New York Post can't, of course, came out and apologized, which I think is ridiculous.
Yeah,
I'd be behind them
cowardly
if they gave Sharpton a big FU, but I just wanted to get that out there and just...
Well, all they did was apologize. All they did was apologize to anybody who was offended or, felt that it was insensitive or something like that. So
they said it wasn't its intent. To those who were offended by the image, we apologize.
Right.
So it's sort of an empty apology, and it should be an empty apology.
Right. I think that's sort of the direction. If you were offended, I'm sorry. I had no intention of saying that. That's not what I meant, and it seems obvious that that's not what I meant, but... I can see where they're coming from on it, but it's essentially an apology.
It's clearly a critique of the stimulus bill,
and that is all. And a reference to the shot monkey.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah, from the that was a pop media thing. The monkey, everyone heard.
Yeah, I'm with you, Officer Liberty. Anything else on your mind tonight?
That was it. Good show tonight, guys. Keep it up.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Sandra in California. Sandra, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind tonight, Sandra?
Oh, I just thought, I heard you guys discuss CPS issues once before, and what a terrific issue. You guys just handled that quite well.
So Child Protective Services.
Yes, Child Protective, well, that's debatable whether or not they're actually protecting anybody.
I agree. What are you calling about tonight?
Well, I just thought, it was an important issue, and I don't think that it should ever go. I don't think a day should ever go by without actually talking about it.
Have you had experience with them?
I'm sorry?
Have you had experience with them?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Can you tell us about it?
Certainly. My son has cystic fibrosis, though I have to say that
Tell us about cystic fibrosis. I don't know what that is.
Cystic fibrosis is a genetic disease. Both parents have to carry the disease or have to carry the gene in order for a child to have the disease.
Hmm. What's
it do? You have basically a 25% chance that your children will have it. The severity in the disease ranges from zero symptoms or asymptomatic to severe and death. My son, though, however, I have to say, is quite healthy, and he's doing very well.
Okay.
And pretty much always has.
And CPS? How'd they get involved?
Well, CPS got involved because my son had gotten strep throat last year, and I took him to the hospital. I had fired a group of doctors 3 years previous I didn't know at the time, but they were overdosing my son on some enzymes. Just seriously overdosing him.
Hmm.
He was taking Ultrace MT12, and he was taking eight of them at a time at 3 years old with every meal and every snack.
Does seem like a lot.
I kept calling. Yeah, it's an extreme overdose, but they told me that it was completely harmless and that he would be fine and everything was okay, but that didn't happen. His health deteriorated. So anyways, I took him off of the enzymes with the agreement with his pediatrician, and after I did that, his health started to flourish. He started doing just very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
But last year he got strep throat. It was running around his school, and I contacted his doctor several times before I decided to take him to the hospital, and we monitored his health, and everything was fine. He got the strep throat, and then the fever went away, and then got it back again, went away again, and I contacted the doctor, and we made an appointment for him to go in the following day, but he said, you know, if you feel that you need to take him to the hospital, go ahead and do that tonight. So I ended up doing that, and that was in February of last year. I took him to the hospital. I took him to a different hospital out of the county. I took him to L.A. County. And they asked me why I didn't take him to Orange County where I live. And I told them that I had fired the doctors. You know, I didn't think that was a big deal. And apparently, I guess they didn't like that too well. So what ensued after that was a clinical social worker came up to me and said, you know, well, are you refusing all of his medications? And the whole issue became, they asked me why I fired him, and I told them that, you know, he'd gotten sick over this, and they'd refuse to test him. So she said, are you refusing his medications? And I said, no, absolutely not. Test him, though. If you want to give him that medication again, I need you to test him to make sure he's not allergic to it. At that time, I didn't even know he was being overdosed. It was the doctor at that hospital that had told me he was being overdosed.
Mm.
And she refused. She said, no, they weren't going to test him. And I said, and then she came in again and said, so are you refusing his medication? I said, no, but I told you, you know, I mean, he was already taking other medications. I brought him there because he had strep throat. It had nothing to do with his cystic fibrosis at all. And I said, I told you, if you want to give it to him, that's fine, but you're going to need to test him first to make sure you know what's going on with him, because he had gotten seriously ill. I mean, very, very, very ill. And she refused. And so she came in about it four more times, reiterating the same thing. Are you refusing his medications? Refusing his medications. And finally I got pissed off. And I said, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. And I did use an expletive, and I won't do it now.
I appreciate that.
But that's fine. But I told her, I said, you know, if I'm going to tell you something, if you want to give him the medication and he dies in the next 10 years and you didn't test him, I will sue the blank out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And probably not the best choice of words, because she ended up calling CPS. However, CPS in LA County found no evidence of abuse or neglect, and everything was fine. We were released out of the hospital, but they transferred the case. They closed the case and reported it. They referred it to Orange County as a follow-up for the doctor's visit to make sure that we followed up for the next doctor's visit.
All right, so I'm going to pause you there. We're going to come back with more. If you can hang on, I'm going to bring you back, Sandra. We'll find out the rest of her story, what happened with her son, cystic fibrosis, conflict in the hospital, CPS called in. They found everything was all right at that time, but what happened next? We'll find out in moments. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want, whether you want to share a CPS horror story or whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. 5. That's enough for two vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And the features, by the way, include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. You can edit virtually anything you see there. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Continuing with your phone call, Sandra is still on the line with us. Calling from California, talking about your experience with Child Protective Services, as they are called. However, they are just another awful government bureaucracy, except worse than the average government bureaucracy, because they have the power to steal people's children from them if they decide they want to, for whatever reason. And you were telling us your son has cystic fibrosis. He's fairly young, 3 or 5 years old, something very, very young. And
he's actually 8. No.
He's 8 at this point. Okay. Well, you had gone to a hospital and they had been harassing you over whether or not you were taking the medication or he was taking the medication. The conversation you had with that particular hospital worker resulted in the hospital worker calling CPS on you. CPS then investigated that situation and they found that there was no problem. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was unsubstantiated because I had taken my son to the doctor. The pediatrician stated that I was basically a diligent parent, along with his father. We had done everything. We had taken to his, you know, to his visits and whenever he was sick. And we were just normal parents like anybody else. And we took care of our children. So we have 5 kids, and our oldest is 27. So he's our baby. He's our little guy. I really normally don't even discuss my own case because I talk with so many other parents and over the financial issues and how they're railroaded in the system.
Mm-hmm.
But to make a long story short, when I went to court, they wrote it up as though I refused to take my son for any treatments or any medical care Let me step back just one second. When they transferred the case to Orange County, we had already had what's called a TDM or a team decision meeting, which is where they discuss where the placement of the child will be if he's not going to go home. And I had my whole family was in there. And when the report went into the court the next following business day, they wrote up in the report that there was no family available and requested confidential foster care. They didn't mention anything about the TDM meeting. They didn't mention anything about family. They didn't mention anything about the LA County report. And I had refused to take my son to the hospital for any treatments or to the doctor for 3 years, none of which was true. Absolutely none of it.
Wow.
When we went into the courtroom, one of the biggest things that people don't understand is there is something that they have to take with them when they go into court that very first meeting, that very first court hearing. If they don't do that, they will lose their children. They will. The very first phone call that goes into CPS, it's a cold call to them. It's money coming in. Children are their commodity.
Yeah.
So when they get the call, it doesn't matter whether it's substantiated or unsubstantiated, their goal is to put that child up for adoption. And they'll tell you that they're your friend. They'll tell you all kinds of stuff, but that's not their goal. They get very big money for this. In Orange County, I verified with the Board of Supervisors, the money that I came up with was approximately $112 billion a year just in my county alone for detaining children, for taking children into the CPS.
$1 billion?
Any advice for parents that, in dealing with CPS or HRS, depending on where they are? I mean, from your experience, how would you deal? What would you do differently? I find these extraordinarily frightening. I'm so scared of them that the idea of one of them driving up my driveway makes me want to get my shotgun and shoot them dead in the driveway. I mean, that's how I feel. I'm so scared of them.
Well, as you guys know probably quite a bit about your constitutional rights, most people do not. If you tell them to get off your land, then they need to leave. They're not allowed to take the child without a warrant. I advocate homeschooling. However, my children are not homeschooled. I'll tell you that right now. That doesn't mean that they may not be in the future. But they generally like to take the children from school, and they do so without warrants, and they just, it's easy pickup for them.
Sure, it's their property. The kids are already on their land.
Yeah, that's your best defense is not allowing them on your property. Exactly.
Plus, it's a good idea to not have your kids in government school for a number of reasons, just because the government schools are insane. They're indoctrination.
I can give you a list of reasons for that as well.
They're indoctrination centers, and if they see your, if they determine from your child's behavior at government school that there's a problem at home based on his behavior at school.
Comes in with a bruise,
right,
like any other male.
Right. Then the CPS will be set on you, will be sicked upon you from the government school people. So there are all kinds of reasons for people to keep their kids out of there.
I have heard stories of CPS taking a child away because they had a sunburn. So, I mean, they will create whatever reason that they wish to do so to take the child because, just as I said, the very first phone call that goes in to CPS, imagine if you owned a business, and this is really what it is. It's a corporate business. It's big business. It's big money. And you own a business, and I don't know, let's say you sell telephones, and somebody calls you up and says, hey, I've got these phones. Automatically, you're going to want those phones. You're going to want those telephones to sell. So you're going to say, let me come pick them up for you. And so that basically that's the commodity, and children are the commodity. So the first time a person calls in and says, I have a question about this child, they automatically go, okay, great, give me a name and address. Mm-hmm. They get the child. Anywhere, I've heard numbers that were astronomical in fee and how much money they make.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but how hard is it for them to get one of these warrants? I mean, usually it's a rubber stamp thing. If the cops need a warrant for something, they go to the friendly judge. The friendly judge gives them the signature. They get their warrant. Is it any more difficult for CPS?
You might be surprised, actually. The majority of the cases, they do not have warrants. They do not get warrants.
They just intimidate. Like most bureaucrats, they just show up and act like they're in charge.
Well, once they have the child, then they write up the report. They don't. They're supposed to show beyond a, preponderance of evidence that the child is in imminent or immediate danger. And of course, the most cases, that's not the case.
Right.
It's just they'll do whatever they can to take the child. Now, I don't know if anybody's ever dealt with bill collectors before. I personally used to be a supervisor of a bill collection company, so I know how that kind of works. And CPS workers are not much different than bill collectors. They don't care what your excuses are. They want the money. And in CPS cases, they don't care what your excuses are. They want your child.
So they can get the money.
So they can have the
but
money.
But the difference,
absolutely,
of course, is that the CPS people have the violence and the force of the government behind them.
Right. You can just tell a bill collector, no, 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 no.
Right.
Yeah.
CPS
right.
will take your kid.
And their recourse is to say, okay, fine, we'll put it on your credit report. And then, you know, at some point when you decide you want to buy a car or a house, then guess what? You got to pay them off anyway, and somebody's going to get paid. So, but yeah, absolutely. There is a big difference. There's absolutely a big difference. CPS workers are not trained to, they're not psychologists. However, they play psychology in
yeah.
court. They diagnose people. And well, let me just explain a little tidbit of how they feel so safe and secure. When I went to court, I had a public defender. I contacted over 450 attorneys who said, absolutely not, we will not go into dependency court. It's a good old boys network, and we will not ever win. That's why the retainer fees for these are absolutely crazy. They're anywhere from, you know, I've gone from $5,000, somebody says they would do it, to up to $20,000 retainer fee.
Most people don't have that.
Yeah, a lot of people just don't have that.
Right.
But the public defender came to me, and I told him, I said, listen, these are all bogus, and I can prove it. And he said, yeah, I hear that all the time. He goes, I'll tell you what, you plea in this case, and he'll go home with his father. But if you don't plea in this case, he will go into a foster home today. And I said, well, I heard that they're 7 to 10 times more likely to die. Is that true? And he said, yes, it is. That's your choice.
Wow.
Well, as a parent, what are you going to do? You don't have time to make that decision. You're trying to protect your child's life. Of course
yeah.
I was going to plea. Little did I know that I didn't know what pleading no contest meant. He pled no contest. That means basically you're a three-month-old child and you can never redress it. You can't claim duress. You can't claim anything. It's done. You can't appeal it. It's a done deal. It's a
Sandra, do you have a website? Do you have an organization that you're working with on this?
Well, I do have a Facebook, and it's my name is Sandra Amy, A-M-I, and I also have a website. It's Amiably Me, A-M-I-A-B-L-Y-M-E.
Thank you, Sandra. We got to go. More on the way.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Peter Schiff on the economy.
We're broke.
This is not just a financial crisis. This is an economic collapse.
The government is trying to interfere with the free market. All the government can do is create inflation. The government doesn't have any money. They're going to print it. It
doesn't matter if you get your money out of the bank, but then you take it to the grocery store and you can't buy anything.
We're going to die from the cure, not the disease. The change that we need is less government. It's less interference. We're just going to get more of the same, only worse.
Schiffbomb.com, February 21st. Paid for by PEAC PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people.
Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, dozens of categories in which to shop, including used items as well, you can help us out and help yourself by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. So let's talk, Mark, about the so-called Wild West. Was it as wild as some would have you believe?
Well, just by the way you're phrasing it, I suspect not.
That's what I expect, but I haven't read the article. So,
So this is from the Minneapolis Examiner, and these are interesting times in the fight to protect and enhance your rights as gun owners. In Wisconsin, we stand on the eve of an historic ruling regarding open carry. In Texas, South Carolina, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, local activists have succeeded in making their voices heard regarding restoring open carry to these otherwise gun-friendly states. With all this pro-gun activity, it should come as little surprise that the anti-gun forces are out there in force repeating their aged mantra, "This isn't the Wild West, boys." Now, this rhetoric is not limited to anti-gunners. Recently, I was quoted in a USA Today article about an open carry initiatives around the country, and in that article, Texas Senator Jeff Whitworth, Republican, a supposed pro-gun legislator, denounced open carry, saying, "I think that that's hearkening too far back to the Wild West. Right. By the way, New Hampshire, Vermont, right here, open carry is legal, and I'd say largely people don't do it, but what's the big deal? Somebody carrying a gun on their hip. I've seen all kinds of people walking around with them, going into restaurants. And
it really only seems to bother them. Them assholes up here.
Yeah, it does. It does bother the people from Massachusetts. With all this talk of the Wild West, I thought it might be informative to look at the reality of crime in the Wild West cattle towns and compare them to peaceful streets of such urban, gun-controlled paradises as D.C.,
New York City,
Baltimore, and Newark.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
In his book, Frontier Violence, Another Look, author Gene Holland provides these astonishing facts. In Abilene, Ellsworth, Wichita,
Dodge City and Caldwell for the years from 1870 to 1885. Sound like pretty Wild West times to you, 1870 to 1885, that's 15 years. Sounds like they're taking a big, you know, big span of time there, and that sounds like Wild West times to me. There were 45 total homicides. That was five towns I just listed off to you.
Okay.
Dodge City, Wichita, Caldwell, Ellsworth, and Abilene.
Now, weren't those the big, I mean, Dodge City sounds like one of
Dodge
the bigger
City
ones.
Dodge City does too, Wichita does too, does yeah. to me. Yeah, I don't know much about this stuff, but it's Dodge City, right?
Yeah.
This equates to a rate of approximately one murder per 100,000 residents per year.
Okay.
So you got one murder, 100,000 residents per year.
So 15 years, 45 murders over 15 years across five towns.
Right.
Five cities.
Amounting to one per 100,000.
Got it.
In Abilene, supposedly one of the wildest cow towns, not a single person was killed.
Wait, were they all gun murders?
It doesn't say.
Doesn't make that clear.
No. In Abilene, is supposedly, these are just murders. So one of the wildest gun towns, not a single person was killed in 1869 or 1870. Now, these towns aren't as big as some of the ones that we're going to look at here, but it's just an interesting fact thrown in. The important number here is one for every 100,000.
Right.
In these five towns combined over a 15-year period.
One murder, which could have been a knife. Could have been.
It could have been.
Who knows?
Zooming forward over a century to 2007, where we're so much more civilized, a quick look at the Uniform Crime Report statistics shows us the following regarding the aforementioned gun control paradise cities of the East. Now, they're taking 1 year, 2007, and they're picking, you know, some, what I would consider some pretty nasty towns. New York.
Right. These are
DC,
places where you can't carry a weapon.
Baltimore, Newark. Right. That's the criteria. First off, it has to be, you know, a big city, and mainly big cities are the ones that have the, you know, the no carry sort of rules. So here we go. Per 100,000 residents, New York, six times as many murders as those five cow towns over 15 years. The 15 years. They're just, you know, taking an average of the 15 years, and then they're looking specifically at 2007 for New York. So six times the number, six per 100,000. Going on to D.C., 31
oh my gosh.
Per 100,000 residents. Newark, 37.
What about Baltimore? They didn't do that one, though, did they?
They did Baltimore.
They did Baltimore.
And, as I've told
last
you,
but not least.
Many, many, many times. You're under the impression that New Jersey sucks.
Baltimore's the worst.
45.
It's the murder capital of America.
Probably Puerto Rico, San Juan, but
not really. Yeah, not really America.
Not, most Americans would agree with you. But yeah, 45. That's 45 times as many murders
as the Wild West
in Baltimore as the Wild West. If you took
the mild West,
right?
Is what
if,
I like to call it.
If you took you know, these towns and averaged them out, even with New York at six compared to 45, you'd still come up with some number. You know, 10 or 15 times as many murders in these gun-controlled towns. These places are dangerous, and having people unarmed is dangerous. Duels in the street, I mean, I don't know. You know, obviously, maybe they don't count the duels in these since it's not a murder, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the rules are. I don't know if duels would have been counted in 1869 or not, but...
What a lot of people don't know about duels, too, is that a lot of them are resolved before it came down to fighting.
And
the duel would be challenged, and then there would be some sort of usually a peaceful resolution before it actually came down to the actual duel.
Yeah, and many people didn't die in duels.
Right.
You know, most duels fought, people didn't
Another
die.
Thing they didn't know is in the West that the government was almost non-existent there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was the reach of government was not out there yet, and there were really good property rights being protected by private agencies and
yep.
things like that. It was a small little taste of voluntarism.
Right, because people, the only thing, they couldn't afford to fence their land. They just had too much land out there in the West, and so they needed some way to protect their claim, as it were, and they needed these, you know, sort of private agencies. The town historical records hall hadn't shown up yet, so they needed somebody to decide what their land was and, you know, where it was. And, you know, even the surveying wasn't even that great, but, you know, they preferred to have some protection than none, and they had it.
Yeah, it worked pretty well for them at the time with no government reach there.
Yeah, finishing the article up real quick, it says it doesn't take an advanced degree in statistics to see that a return to the Wild West levels of violent crime would be a huge improvement for residents of these cities. The truth of the matter is the Wild West isn't wild at all, not compared to a Saturday night in Newark.
Interesting observations. I think a lot of people are certainly, their view of the West or the so-called Wild West, is tainted by popular culture.
Sure
tainted
is.
By the movies. I mean, who wants to make a two-hour film about somebody sitting around mining, you know, digging for gold or building a house?
Farming
or,
and that kind of thing.
Right. I mean, that's what most of that stuff was. That's mostly what was going on. People just living out their lives.
It's the same phenomena that happens in the prison movies and the HBO Oz. I think that, I don't know if it's still produced or whatever, but
yeah, to make it look like there's just murders going on every day.
I saw a promo for Oz and or something like that, and yes, many of the things that they were showing happened in prisons I was in. But I was in prison for 8.5 years.
Right.
So to show those things as though they happened all in the course of a day or a week is absolutely disingenuous. You know, I mean, the vast majority of the time I was entirely safe. There were moments punctuated, you know, that seemed very, very unsafe, having, you know, half dozen or more Cuban guys around you with homemade knives ready to stick them in you. That wasn't great.
But considering that you were spending 9 years of your life around the, you know, some of the least desirable people to spend time around, you were relatively safe, all things considered.
All things considered.
Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up what you want. Dan in Illinois. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Dan, Illinois, going once. Dan in Illinois, going twice. Thanks for the call. So, since we're talking about the West, how about favorite movies, favorite Westerns?
Legends of the Fall is not really a Western, but it reminds me of
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, Legends of the Fall is a very libertarian movie. I'm sorry, I just had to bring that toss. I was thinking of it when you were talking.
Is that a love story? Is that a love story?
No, that's Breakback
really.
Mountain, where you can see Heath Ledger tongue kissing some other guy.
I haven't seen.
I didn't bring that up.
Does that bother you?
See
two guys tongue kissing on the movie screen?
Why would that bother me?
I'm just asking.
It bothers me seeing straight people kissing on the screen. No, I'm just kidding. Only a little.
Does it really? Does it make you feel kind of weird?
It depends. Sometimes it's a little gross.
Gotcha. What about you, Mark? Favorite Western?
I liked Tombstone.
Oh, that's a fine film.
I really did enjoy
it. Oh, it's very anti-gun.
How so? Oh, because they...
that was the whole thing, was they came into town with guns, and then they, you know.
I'm just saying I enjoyed the film. I'm not, you know, there's not going to be many movies that I enjoy the politics of. I just, I thought that...
You'll like the politics of Legends of the Fall.
Okay. Val Kilmer, I thought, was awesome playing Doc Holliday. He was just such a convincing gunfighter, and you could just, feel palpably how fast he was. He did such a great job.
I like the Man with No Name trilogy. Of course, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Another great classic. Yep. All right. Now we are out of time. It has been Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Returning tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to visit anarchyinyourhead.com for Dale's upcoming comic tonight. Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.